That's Somber, without an E, spelt S-O-M-B-R, undressed. Conor Pope, good afternoon. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to deal with any of your consumer issues.
How are you, Ray?
Good.
Good.
You're looking very sort of fresh and
summery and tanned. Yeah. But as you were saying at the outset, like the holiday memories are already fading.
Yes.
But, you know, it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but it sets up for the winter and all that sort of thing. And there is certain things that are good about winter, you know, stews and routine and all that sort of thing.
Oh, we're really like slim pickings. There's stew and routines. Oh, dear.
Yeah, there's more to it. Right. Now, dear Conor, I don't think this problem has been covered already, and I'm sure we're not the only ones affected. Basically, my husband and I have separate health insurance policies and also separate renewal dates. And that's the crux of it, I think. Mine is in April and his is in September. We also have a son who will be 4 in October. We would like to have one family plan. However, we've been told because our renewal dates are so far apart, it's not possible. I'm 45, he's 51, and we've both had cover for many years, which means we don't have waiting periods anymore. And obviously, we don't want to have a waiting period. Is this something you've come across before? Is it true nothing can be done without the necessity to cancel one policy and then wait our waiting periods once again? Surely this can't be the case. Are we alone?
This was really confusing to me initially. And it wasn't just confusing to me. It was confusing to health insurance experts who I also contacted, because And as this listener says, they can't be alone. This surely must happen all of the time. There's a couple who are living independent lives. Then they meet. Then maybe they have a child or not. But they decide to align their health insurance policies. So there has to be a way to get this done. But just to explain some of the rules, because they're key to this particular query. When you pay for health insurance, let's say you take out a health insurance policy on the 1st of January and you're paying monthly. You can't cancel the policy 6 months down the road or 8 months down the road or 11 months down the road. You can only cancel your policy after the end of a 12-month contract. And that applies even if you've been with the same company for 15 years, 20 years, right. 30 years. Every renewal date, the clock is set to zero and you have to go for a 12-month period before you can leave the company. Now, it's not the same, for instance, with a mobile phone company. So let's say you've got the same mobile phone package for like 3 years, and after 3 years you decide to move to another company. You can move at any point.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that.
Yes, why?
Because I can see your brow being furrowed going, why is that? It's because, let's say your policy is €1,000 a year and you're paying 80 quid a month, 85 quid a month, right? You're paying monthly, but the health insurance company has paid up front for the policy. Okay, so it's effectively paid €1,000 up front for your health insurance policy for the year, and then you pay it off incrementally. So if you were to leave 6 months down the road, or if you were to leave after 8 months of your annual policy, the company
out of pocket.
They would be out by a third of their upfront cost. So that's why, right? So that's the first point to make. Renewals go from year to year, every 12 months.
Can they, as a company, not insure themselves against that?
I'm going to come to this now in a second.
Right,
okay.
No.
Because actually the answer to the without spoiling it, the answer to the problem is really simple.
Okay. Right.
It just sounds really complicated.
Okay, right.
So the other key thing here is if you have health insurance for a period of 5 years, 10 years, whatever, all of your pre-existing conditions are covered. And you're covered for anything that will happen into the future automatically. But if you let your health insurance lapse, you then have to, there's waiting periods that apply before you're covered for anything. So let's say you let your health insurance lapse for 6 months. You're basically, the counter has been set back to zero again. So you have to wait a year before you're covered for any new illness.
So
and
if
5 years for a pre-existing condition.
If you've been paying the same, say it's VHI,
yeah.
Just let's say it's VHI, for 15 years, that counts for nothing.
If you let it lapse for a period of time.
Is now that fair?
Well, it's the rules. Yeah, I mean, fair to the health insurance sector in Ireland, it is very fair to people.
Okay.
Because, you know, we have risk equalisation, which we've talked about. You're not allowed to discriminate against people for previous or pre-existing conditions or age or all of these things. But you have to follow the rules.
Okay.
So this couple is afraid that her policy is up for renewal in April. His policy is up for renewal in September. So if at the end of April, she says, okay, well, I want to align myself to his policy. So I'm just going to wait until his renewal date comes and then I'm going to join him on his policy and we'll be good to go. That creates a 16-week gap, which means she's starting from zero.
Yeah.
Similarly, if he was to wait, if he was to cancel his policy in September and wait till April, that creates a longer gap. Yeah. And you can see why.
So she
has been given, the simple answer to this question is she has been given the wrong information. Because I spent quite a bit of time talking to somebody in the VHI, actually, even though this has nothing to do with the VHI, and I don't want to stress that, who was very clear. Like, so we had a lot of over and backs about this particular query. So all she needs to do is when her policy comes up for renewal in April, okay? Now, his policy is up for renewal in September. Yeah. Hers is up for renewal in April. When her policy comes up for renewal next April, she just joins his policy that day.
Uh-huh.
The renewal doesn't preclude you from letting somebody else join your policy. It just precludes you from leaving your policy early. So there is actually no obstacle in the way of this family aligning their policies, but she was given the wrong information. And the correct information is there's no issue. So, and it could be him, by the way. So like when I think his policy is up in September. So all he would do then is his policy ends on the 30th of September. He contacts her provider, whoever it might be.
And he joins her.
And he joins her policy straight away. So there's no lapse in cover. There's no need to worry. And then obviously the four-year-old, exactly the same thing applies. The four-year-old can join the family policy at any point.
Who has overcomplicated it then?
I think the information she was given was wrong. Because it's very clear from her email, there's a phrase in it, we were told this was not possible.
Yes.
It's not only possible, it happens every single day. So that's why when I was talking to the VHI, I was scratching my head going, I'm sure if this was an issue now, this is something I would have dealt with before. And the person in the VHI was going, yeah, I'm sure if this was an issue, this is something that would have come up.
Yes.
And the reason why it hasn't come up is it's not an issue. But this person was given the wrong information and now I'm happy to set the record straight for her.
Yeah.
But it took took hours to come to this very simple solution.
I'm going back to the year-long contract and not been able to get out of it until the year comes round. That sounds sort of antiquated. I wonder why it was put in place in the beginning.
Well, I think it was put in place for the very specific reason that they pay up front for your cover.
They're a very huge company.
Yeah.
You know, can they not take the hit on or insure themselves against it? Or
also, I would imagine, now again, no defender of the health insurance sector in this country, although it's a lot better than the health insurance sectors in some other countries. It just makes it less complicated if you can guarantee that the people you have are paying a policy for a 12-month period. And, you know, we do want a properly functioning, reliable health insurance system. Right. So if it helps that, you know,
that's
sorted. Small inconvenience.
That's sorted. We'll come back to that, I'm sure, in the future, health insurance. Now, this is an interesting one. I'm sure a lot of people have experience of this in some shape or form. A couple of weeks ago, I got a skip for a bit of a house clearance. It cost over £300. And within a day of it being left outside my house, it was almost full. Dun, dun, dun. Of other people's junk. So I piled my stuff on top, but now the skip hire people won't collect it because it's too full. Can I just leave the other people's crap at the side of the road and refill the skip with my stuff?
Oh God. The short answer to this question is no. And there's a reason for it, right? And let me just paint a picture for your listeners, right? Let's say you want to fly tip a mattress, Ray Darcy. And I wouldn't advise you do because you'd probably be seen by people and they'd know who you are. If you're carrying a mattress down the Slorgan Jewel carriageway, when the mattress is in your possession, you are legally responsible for that mattress.
Uh-huh.
But the moment you put that mattress into my skip, I become legally responsible for that mattress. It is this absolutely weird thing. And I've checked it with the skip hire companies. Once something goes into your skip, you then become responsible for that thing. Okay? So it makes absolutely no sense because it's not my mattress. It's your mattress, but you've put it in my skip. And
it does make sense though, because otherwise you'd have to go through the providence of anything that was in a skip.
100%.
Yes.
You know, just in terms of the legalities of it.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes,
like
yes.
a Schrodinger's mattress.
Yeah.
You own it at one point, then I own it. But there's a really grey area between the ownership. It just, as soon as it tips over the edge of the skip, It's gone. Okay. Right. So the bottom line is that once it's in the skip, it's my responsibility. So I can't just take it out and leave it by the side of the road because then I'm the one who's fly tipping. You have now allowed, you've got away with this because you've put the skip or you've put the mattress into the skip and run away. Mm. Now, if you've put something into the skip that has your identifying details on it, or if I've caught you on CCTV putting something in the skip, I could probably go through a long, laborious legal process to get you to claim ownership of that mattress, but that's not going to happen. So then the question then is what happens next? Now, the only solution here is that because the skip hire company is just going to dig their heels in and say, the skip is too full. We can't take it away. Mm. So the only option for this person, and it's not a good option, is to go through the skip, take out two or three or four of the bulkiest items and bring them to a recycling centre themselves.
It's going to cost them money.
And it's going to, it depends on the items, yes, I guess. Well, but yes, more or less. Typically it's going to cost them money. Yeah. And there is no real other solution. But can I tell you a little story about this? Because this exact thing happened to me years ago. And the gods intervened to save me, right? Because I was doing a house clearance and I filled a skip. And then all of my neighbours in this particular part of Dublin 7 filled my skip.
Did you say to them?
No. Of course I didn't.
No, right, okay.
No. So the skip was overflowing. Okay. It was a mountain of detritus or rubbish, debris, whatever you want to call it. And so I called the skip hire people and I said, come on, take the skip. The skip hire people came to my house and said, yeah, we're not taking that skip. So then there was this Mexican standoff and I was like, well, you have to take the skip. And they were going, we're not taking the skip. And I was like, well, you have to, because I'm just going to leave it there. And of course, every passing moment, the problem got worse because more and more people were chucking stuff onto my skip. But the thing is, they weren't even chucking stuff on the skip. They were putting stuff close to the skip. But it was all my responsibility. But then the gods intervened because it just so happened that I was living within the perimeter of Croke Park at the time, and Ireland were playing England in a very important rugby international. And it was the first time a garrison game had been played in Croke Park. So there was a huge amount of tension in the build up to the game about whether or not there would be riots and protests and fighting. So the guards then came into my house and said,
weapons.
What's the deal with that skip? And I said, listen, the lads in the skip hire company won't take it away. So then the guards rang the skip hire company and said, that skip is full of weapons. You got to shift it, come what may. Next day, the skip was gone. And it was like the angels had intervened to solve my problem. I don't think it's going to happen for this listener. Yeah. So unfortunately, the solution I have is that.
Who would be a good person for us to contact about the politics of skips? Because when we mentioned it upstairs, everybody had their own little story about, you know, things that happened with their skips.
Yeah, but there is an umbrella organisation that represents the waste management industry of Ireland. It's very difficult to get an individual waste management company to speak on anything because they don't like putting their heads above the parapet. But there is an Irish Waste Management Association that do address these things, but I have spoken to these people in the past and it's very clear.
Sorry, quickly, because I've forgotten. What advice have we given this guy?
He has to take out the big items and bring them to a recycling centre.
Yes, right, okay. We'll come back to this, the politics of skips. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you have anything that you want Connor to deal with in the next 6 or 7 days, and we'll speak to Connor next Monday. Thanks very much, Connor. That's it from us. Sarah's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.